The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
My brother, me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your head coach, Travis McElroy.
Gridiron Griffin McElroy here to bring the fucking football heat. Pigskin Pete is what they call me. And Gridiron Gritty. And Gridiron Griffin always hits the gritty.
Justin, me. I have a question for you. Justin?
Yes.
Are you ready for some football?
Well, Travis,
that was a trick question because it's here, whether you're ready or fucking not, coward.
Yeah, it's every day of the week we're playing football on the professional level in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm. I am proud to announce that my dad has guilted me into joining the Fantasy Football League because he couldn't find anybody else to join it for the fifth consecutive year.
Yeah, he stopped, and he is I don't know what it means that he has stopped asking me. Am I out of the will, or what does that mean? Why am I so far from the light of our father?
I actually said, you know, I'm gonna make a run at it this year. I'm gonna make a run of the crown.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm gonna pay attention when draft time comes around. So yeah. I logged in for the draft. We did have to restart the draft because the very old people in this league could not figure out how to get it all running.
Yeah. Hyperlinks, man. They're fucked up. They got all kinds of letters and symbols in them. It's crazy.
Yeah. So we had to do it twice. And then I got to the draft.
Yeah.
And
break it down, Justin.
And here's where I got tripped up. How do you know?
Yeah.
Which of these guys is going to score the most points?
Great question.
Here's what I did.
Look for someone who has your same first name. You draft them right away. I got Travis.
Get them on the list.
I think it's Kelke. Travis Kelke. I got him right away because his name is Travis. And he looked, I don't know, like he was good at football. Like I look at him and I'm like.
Travis Pastrana.
Second.
That's a weird one. Travis Tritt is also on Travis's team as a flex position, which is weird.
Well, because I wanted to flex on the other teams.
Yeah.
To be like, look how many Travises I got. You know what I mean?
I've had a tried and true strat for the last, 10 seasons. And that's to just lock down my boy, A-Rod, Aaron Rodgers, go Pat, go, Lambo, leap, my big man out there, unpopular opinions, yes.
Big thoughts, right?
Big thoughts, big ideas,
big thoughts, big
feelings,
dreams, big points, you know?
Big points, but when he dons the golden yellow,
yeah.
And he goes out there and throws that beautiful goddamn orb
down
the field, everybody's cheering and yelling, and I'm cheering and yelling because I'm looking at my points rack up on the fantasy league.
That's why this year I put all of my draft points. I invested high. I got one team. I got one guy, right? And I pushed all my money onto Tom Brady because, like, that guy, so talented and can really fuck the hell out of a mattress. And so was like, that guy loves fucking those Serta Sealy Posturepedics. He goes with the old guy down to the vault. The old guy lets him in and says, do you need anything else, Mr. Brady? And he goes, no, just me. I'm going to raw dog that mattress real quick because I just want a touchdown competition. And they're like, go on in. Anyways, so he's the only team member I have this year. I'm very excited for my chances.
And freeze. Now, I feel like we should talk to our friends who are listening who don't know about football stuff and explain why those jokes were.
Okay, so Tom Brady did this commercial where he fucked a mattress.
Thank you, Travis.
In a vault.
Go deeper. Go deeper.
And there's an old man there who's horrified that he has to do this job, but I think it's the only way.
Freeze. Hey, everybody. Now, some of you are wondering why we're even talking about football in the first place. And let me say this. Until Hollywood decides to pay actors and writers what they are owed, the strike will continue. And if the strike continues, we have nothing to talk about. This is because of Hollywood. Blame them. This is all we have. And unfreeze.
So the old man
again. Remember, with the kick.
And freeze again.
The kick, we're only of one layer.
And freeze again.
What? Wait.
Are we going back down into my layer?
Back to Justin's level. Back to Justin's level. Okay. And freeze. Okay. If the strike isn't over by the time that Tim Chalamet's take on a classic beloved character hits theaters, I am going to be heartbroken at a level that I don't think I'll be able to come back from.
It will truly be the greatest cost of the strike.
It would be the greatest cost of the strike. Please, 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 execs, please buckle. Please. You're not going to win this one. You guys are. You can't do this shit without the writers and actors. Please.
Here's the thing that's fucked up. Chalamet wants it too. Chalamet told me, like, if I don't hear your twisted take on my Wonka Vision, then I don't know what I'll do, J-Man, is what he told me, is what Chalamet told me.
Can we kick back up to my level?
Yeah.
Okay. And until this strike's done, I will talk about how Tom Brady fucks mattresses every episode of this podcast. That's my protest.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers, pretty anti-vax, also doesn't play for the Packers anymore. He plays for the Jets. Well,
but I bet
he doesn't
would
play
fuck
for
a mattress
anyone.
If he had the chance.
He probably would fuck a mattress. He's probably going to be fucking a lot of mattresses. He's laid up right now. He did tear his Achilles tendon.
Of course he did. He's 100 years old.
And that's an issue, sure. And so that's why that joke that I told was funny for the non-sports guys out there.
Okay.
And back to the podcast.
So I would like to say, just to update everybody on my progress, touchdown Nabby, my team did triumph over my father-in-law this week.
How often have you brought that up?
I have not yet because I haven't checked till now. And apparently I beat him by 50 points. I cut
That's
off
a
my
lot.
Father-in-law's head and I put him in the ground. For you, Griff, he fired you once, and now I'm firing him from football.
Good.
With big points.
Great. Yeah, I appreciate that. My son still talks a lot about how, one, Tommy is the strongest man he knows, and two, that it's very funny that he fired me. And so
will
that's,
you please tell him what I
have done
did,
for you?
Yeah, I will let him know that Uncle
Mr.
Justin
Holmes did, what everybody did together.
Yeah, for sure.
This is an advice show. I mean, most of it's sports advice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all we know.
It's all we know.
You come here for two reasons. One, fantasy football advice. Two, a recap of the Tom Brady commercial where he fucks a mattress in a vault. Those are the two reasons you come here every week, week after week. I see it. I see people, they still X about it, left and right. They're Xing over here, they're Xing over there. Everybody's Xing about fantasy football advice.
I'm too fired up, and Valerie in the booth says, we gotta take a break. We'll be right back with Skin Pigs. Don't go anywhere.
Oh my God.
Ba-na-na-na-na.
Skin Pigs sounds like...
Is the name of
Skin Pigs sounds like the most demented murderer... Like cultist, like a murder cult. Like, no, I'm just gonna feed him to the skin pigs.
Or like an amateur football radio show that is broadcast to 20 to 23 mid-market radio stations every single month.
That's right.
Then that is Skin Pigs.
Coming at you, Columbus. Skin Pigs live in Columbus.
Hey, Des Moines, coming at you live. It's Skin Pigs.
Oh, Boise, it's Skin Pigs. You can just use those tags.
Yeah, you can just use those tags. Hey, what's up, Petaluma? We're coming for you this week. The Skin Pigs are broadcasting live from the Senior Frogs.
This is Hog Flesh. We've pirate radio taken over the feed. On Hog Flesh.
What up? It's Oink Meat. It's Oink Meat here. Oink Meat's taking over from
Hog
Flesh.
Get the fuck out of here, Oink Meat. This is Hog Flesh's time in the studio.
No, it's Oink Meat.
Oink Meat, Skin Pig, and Hog Flesh.
We're the three hosts of fantasy
the
football.
The three demon hosts of this football podcast.
Welcome to Football Boys with Oink Meat, Hog Flesh, and Skin Pigs.
I used to love Oink Meat. It's mainly incantations now. And yeah. that is yeah. troubling. They're trying to summon dark forces into our world.
Mm-hmm.
This is an advice show. Please.
Yes.
I sell mattresses, and a common question...
My common question.
Not everything's a joke. Your joke senses are too fired up.
I know.
Wind down.
Okay.
Just wind it down. Sometimes there's funny parts in this show, and sometimes there's not. Ask Reddit. Listen, I sell mattresses, and a common question I have to ask people is, do you sleep with a partner? If the answer is no, usually, if it's a guy, shit gets awkward. Brothers, how am I supposed to respond to that? That's from potential partner in Perth, Australia. That must be an Australian thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you would get away with that over here.
Asking if someone has a partner that they sleep with?
Do you sleep alone? That's what you're saying, right?
Do you sleep alone? Do you sleep with a partner? No. Do you want to?
I mean, that's what it feels like, right? I mean, that's a little... That feels sleazy. I don't know mattress people, but like... That feels a little sleazy to me.
Do you sleep with a partner? No. Oh, okay. Then just lead him over to the saddest twin size mattress you have.
That's a good point.
This is my question, right? I know if I sleep with a partner, in what reality am I looking at a twin and they're like, do you sleep with a partner? I'm like, yeah, I do. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, actually, this one's too small.
We were just going to sleep stacked up, but now, now I think about it.
I do have to get a big enough bed.
We do a wee bear bears in bed. Yeah. Is that weird? That's normal, right?
Should I get a big enough bed for both of us?
You think?
Yeah.
I could just get two of these and glue them together. Do you think is that what people do?
We had a great mattress buying experience when we moved to DC. We wanted to get a big bed for me and my wife, whose name is Rachel. And we went to the mattress store and we were trying some out. And I'm trying to decide if I want to say the name of the mattress salesman because it's a really good name. But I don't know if I want to give out information like that. Mm-hmm. I'll say it to you guys so you can appreciate it. Yeah, it's. The third was his name.
Hell yeah.
And he was great.
That's outstanding.
We were trying out, you know, a little Tempur-Pedic action. He was like, what's great about this is that you can get in and out of bed without bothering your partner because it distributes the weight in a way that, here, let me show you. And then he gestured, me and Rachel were lying in this bed testing it out, and he gestured for me to get out of the bed, and he was like, watch this. And then he fucking leaped and poof, down onto the side of the bed that I was laying on, and he was like, pretty good, huh? And I wanted to be like, that's my wife.
Did she popcorn out of the bed?
She did not. Okay. To his great credit, she did not move a muscle. And that's great. It's very convenient for when I need to have a bathroom in the middle of the night. I don't wake up my wife from her slumbers. But I also didn't appreciate how this stranger was like, you get out of that bed. Check this out. It made me feel threatened.
I was at the furniture store with my kids and they were really bored. And I promised them if they were good for a little bit, we could play hide and seek. And we started the game of hide and seek, and I was given the job of seeking. This was just a couple weeks ago. And then I was
the
like,
best job of hide and seek.
Yeah, you really set the pace as the
although
seeker.
Hiding, if you're good at it, can be a nice little relaxing break as a parent.
That's true.
The thing about hide and seek is you should play it in a place that you know, not on unfamiliar ground. Because I just realized there's like 200 beds in here.
Yeah.
And I start looking around and I don't find my kids for a second. And then I think, I'm never going to find these fucking kids.
Oh.
I'm never going to find it. There's so many places they can hide. This is so hard. I'm never going to find these kids.
This is why I enjoy playing with Dottie while she's still like 3 years old. Because like I'll count and then I'll just go, ready or not, here I come.
And she'll
just
yell.
She'll just yell, I'm here.
I can't handle the stress.
Kids don't like hiding. It's amazing. They don't like being hunted.
It's probably also one of the worst places to do a hide and seek game. Because I can't think of a building with more boogeymans per square inch.
Yeah, you guys.
You remember the Howie Mandel, Fred Savage movie, Little Monsters, right? Where under the bed is the entry into the dream world of monsters, and Fred Savage gets trapped under there. You got to imagine in a mattress slash bed store, that's just...
It's nonstop portals and boogeyman.
It's trouble waiting to happen.
Is there a workplace comedy in there somewhere about like different specters that are staying in a mattress store, like a hostel?
There's a pilot.
Ungreenlit pilot. Yeah. There's a pilot.
There's a red-lit pilot.
As long as we can recapture the scene in Little Monsters where Howie Mandel pisses in a bully's Coke drink, that would be amazing. Yes.
That would be amazing. So hey, friend who's sending this question, I really hope that helps.
There has to be, hold on. I feel pretty confident that we can actually help. There has to be a way to ask if someone else is going to be in the bed with you. And how many people will be sleeping in the bed? How many people will be enjoying the bed today?
Yeah, what's the max occupancy? What do you need? Like, are we at a one in, one out kind of scenario?
This is a perfect bed for anywhere from 2 to 3 people. Which one of those sounds?
What you've just done is escalated it. Yeah. I think an unnecessary
like
way.
Like if you buy a king, it's like, oh,
all right.
Okay.
Well, maybe a little polyfuel.
2023
action.
After all.
Somebody's pretty confident. All right.
That's pretty all right.
Now look at King Riz over here doing fucking great work. All right. I'll take the California King. Really? With that outfit? No, man.
I don't think so.
At my mattress store.
Yeah, come on.
I'm going to have a twin bed section. And there's going to be cocktails and light aperitifs and some festive lighting, some chill lighting.
A little mattress.
And when you
mixer.
Go to the twin bed, you may come in for a twin bed, but you may leave with that special someone that wants to share. And then you're like, actually, they cost more. It's more expensive. The bigger beds cost more than two small beds.
But if
Sorry. You
two want to split the cost and have that weight on your beginning relationship, that would be amazing.
The best first thing you can do in a relationship is buy a bed together.
Yes, correct.
Easy.
What we have here is another red-lit pilot for, this time a reality competition show.
Okay.
And it can be called Pillow Talk.
Pillow Talk's pretty good.
Pillow Talk is not bad.
Mattress makers.
It's called You Made Your Bed. Because you know what I mean? Because then it's like, then you have to lie. So it's it's good.
Yeah. It's good.
I wish there was sleep still TV because we'd be rich. Sleep on it's good too.
Wait, boys. I'm very excited. We got it's a new segment. This is the second time we're going to play Am I the Asshole? But this time, it's listener submitted. I got it here. It was sent in by Hank Green, who, as you guys know,
Hank Green, yeah. Crank Green is in the mix.
As you guys know, that's John Green's brother. And
he loves that. He loves that.
Now, here's what I'm going to take it and turn it a little bit, right? Because last time, the point system, I realized a flaw, right? So on this first one, you can lock in your answer. And if you get this right, you get 4 points. But if you get it wrong, I deduct 4 points.
Now, I would like to mention, Trav, as long as we're like adapting things from last week, it would bear mentioning, by the way, that I talked to my wife.
Uh-huh. It's nice that you finally did that.
The mouth?
Uh-huh.
Is not a sphincter.
Well,
thank you so much, Sydney.
I came to her and I was all proud of myself getting ready to blow her mind. Mm-hmm. And I said, guess what I found out today, Sydney? And she's looking at a medical book of some sort. And I said, what, dear? And she said, what, dear? And I said, the mouth is a sphincter. And without looking up from a book, she said, no, it is not.
So I taught your wife something.
Travis,
you're playing with fire right now,
that according to the National Institute of Health, the principal muscle of the lips is the circumferential orbicularis oris, functioning primarily as a sphincter for the oral aperture. Now, that's from the National Institute of Health, boys. So you want to say shit again? You want to say shit again?
It was misclassified. It was misclassified for 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Until the last 10 years.
This was published in June 5th, 2023. Justin, from the National Institute of Health.
It is a group of four muscles working together. It is a complex of muscles. It is not a sphincter.
The principal muscle of the lips is the circumferential orbicularis, or is it functioning primarily as a sphincter?
Listen, what did Hank have to say? What did Hank have to say?
So, I'm tired of this. Little Hanky Green says, number one.
I think we're arguing semantics at this point, which isn't really
that's fair.
Funny.
I love you very much. I am a sphincter, and also, obviously, Sydney is smarter than me or any collection of people put together. Okay.
Okay.
I am a sphincter in the human body. Now, you can lock it in. Yes or no?
This is bullshit that this is even the first.
I didn't write this. You're saying Hank Green, known science nerd, is bullshit, Griffin?
He's a science nerd, but he's also kind of a trickster sometimes.
That's true.
That is.
Yeah. Okay. So no guesses here?
No, because we did the thing last week. We know the trick.
I am usually surrounded by hair.
All right.
Okay.
Hold on, this really narrows it down.
All right, Hank.
Now, I wish we had Hank here, because I would ask if this includes what is it called? Cilia? Okay. Cilia, what's the stuff? There's like little hairs that are like flesh hairs in your body.
Interesting. Yeah, the cilia, they're little flesh hairs in your body. Hairs,
yeah.
I think they're called
cilia.
I'm
a medical podcaster. And
they tickle the food.
Hairs.
When you eat food, it tickles it down.
Scoots it down, yeah. Tickles it down your throat.
Tickles it down like the hands.
Bodies are weird. Bodies
like the
are
hands
weird.
I'm going to say no. Elaborate. I'm going to say, and here's the other thing. If you're like me, and you take care of your shit, and you have a group of talented aestheticians,
yeah,
then this would not be true necessarily. For what Travis so crudely refers to as the asshole.
Now, little Hanky Green, Travis, so right.
I'm gonna lock in. No, not an asshole.
Okay. Justin, are you ready to lock in?
There's no reason to lock in.
Okay,
there is, because okay.
You haven't incentivized an early lock in, Travis.
Yes, I have.
3 points. That's a lot of points.
Justin, you get less points for each. Okay. Clue number three. I am sometimes brown.
This one's gross, Hank.
Hey, Hank.
Hey, Hank.
Stank.
He's cranky.
You're in the name now, Stank.
Listen, with his new look, he looks like nerdy Jason Statham. It's a good fucking look.
Yeah.
He's crank green for life. That's the only way I'm referring to this man from now on. And except for when I admonish him right now. That's gross, Hank.
Okay, Justin, you ready for a guess?
I got any more clues?
Yeah, I got one more.
I think it's a pupil.
Oh, wow.
Now, the last one is this is where the sun do shine, right? And it is the pupil. You are correct. Hank has even included a picture. But here's the thing.
Hank's pupil?
I believe so. Yeah, because I can see the reflection of his phone.
Fuck yeah.
God, that's how he gets his rocks off, too. You know it. You know
this.
Look at
that beautiful eyeball.
Put that right up there. That is an incredible. That's amazing.
Hank, you have beautiful eyes.
Yeah, like the amber.
More like Hunk Green.
Yeah.
Hey, Hunk Green, that's good eye, man.
That's good
eyes, man. More like Crunk Green. Okay, because that's a combination of Crank and Hunk. Don't worry about it. Now, here's where I'm torn.
Is Hank going to go into his Camille phase of like being like super hot nerd? Do you think he will take this opportunity to get his body in peak physical shape?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Absolutely.
His mind,
right.
Already so strong.
Yeah.
So strong mind. Yeah, I can't beat that.
I'm going to actually write on my computer case next to me because I'm going to keep score here. Justin, even though you locked in at two, you did guess the correct one, like what it was. So I'm going to double your score. So
Hey,
Travis. You're at four.
Hey, Travis.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, Travis. I can't hear you over the crunching sound of these fucking horse apples, of you changing the rules of the game mid-game.
Griffin,
I think that
sucks. I'm
building
this airplane while I'm landing it, okay?
Yeah. Okay, cool.
And cool. Griffin, you are at 5 points.
Hey, good job, Griff.
So you're still winning.
Hey. I'm going to come back, though.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, yeah. Send your sphincters to Travis McElroy.
Nope. You can email
sphincterboy.com. Yeah.
Now, sphincterboy.com is a powerful, and I guarantee taken
everyone out of the way.
Oh, God.
Everyone
moved. Oh, God. The passion's in his eyes. He's got the fire in his belly.
Wait, no one knows how to spell sphincter. Damn it.
Sphincter, so, I got okay. Sydney.
Well, wow. I mean, you can ask somebody, but it's not a powerful URL if you don't have
I don't think anyone
it.
Owns it, because it just says this site can't be reached. Oh, no, this is weird. I've never seen this error on Chrome before. It says this site shouldn't be reached.
Yeah. Turn back.
This site mustn't be reached.
Turn back
sphincterboy.com.
Nobody ever goes into this site, and nobody ever comes up. Okay. All the other URLs are still working great, guys. I still get updates like, hey, we're about to... You know, we're about to renew sexymugshots.com.
Yeah.
You sure that you still want that?
It's still weird that one didn't take off.
Sexymugshots.com?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like the world kind of sucks in a way that would have really made that one kind of profitable eventually.
Just yes, even with nothing there, you think just the SEO, just people would just be going there. I'm sorry.
I'm just refreshing sphincterboy.com until it goes to the Mabimbam homepage, because I know it's coming.
Well, why would I give that away for free? It's gonna be a personal. Oh yeah, that's available. That's
how much?
Available.
How much?
$15.
$15
bucks.
And with your MaxFun donations, we're able to thank you for sponsoring MaxFun.org.
Hey, listen. Listen.
Yeah.
I think to thank Hank for his submission this week.
Yo,
maybe we
great
make
point, Griffin.
Maybe we make
great
sphincterboy.com redirect. To
Let's
his,
see. What's his most recent
his Soshis,
novel?
His
he writes too.
Yeah. Well, he's like, if my brother can do it, Beautifully Foolish Endeavor, by Hank Green. Go check it out on shelves now.
You can pre-order it at sphincterboy.com.
You can pre-order it. A book that came out 3 years ago.
You can
pre-order this 3-year-old book. Post-order it. You can post-order Stank Green's book, A Beautifully Foolish Endeavor. By Crank Green, now available 3 years in the past.
I feel like John is going to come kick all our asses just because we've talked so much. If one of them talked shit about you two in the way that we have just about Hunk, I would be pissed.
Let's go to the money soon.
Yeah, I think so. We need to make $15 or else we're going to be in the red for this one.
$15.99.
Oh, okay.
I did round down. A little bit.
It's better with you. Hey, I want to talk about Stitch Fix. Here in Ohio, the weather has started to get a little bit chillier.
Oh, yeah.
And that's very exciting for me because it means I get to pull out some of my great, I've gotten like jackets, I've gotten sweaters, I've gotten like some really cool like long sleeve flannels that I enjoy immensely, all kinds of things, all courtesy of Stitch Fix, because Stitch Fix is basically at this point, I would say about 90% of my clothes are Stitch Fix and growing, because, you know, here's the thing, they don't just send it to you and say, this is what you have to wear now, put it on. Hey, little turd, wear this shirt, right? They don't do that.
Yeah.
Not like other companies do. I've seen it. No. They say, what do you want to wear, you precious little mm-hmm. butterfly? What kind of things will make like your beautiful sea dragon body feel good? You know what I mean? And then they send those to you, the sizes you want, the styles you want, the fit you want, and the price point you want, which is beautiful. And handpicked for you. They have over 1,000 brands and styles and do the work of choosing the best options for you. And if you don't like it, you just send it back. Shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. I'm a huge fan. We're all huge fans. We all use it. Yeah. If you haven't checked it out, what are you waiting for? So thank you to StitchFix.com because they get me and they'll get you too. And try today at StitchFix.com/brother.
Sounds threatening.
They get me.
It does.
And they got me and they'll get you next.
They got me. Please get me out. Please, you have to help me. They fix my stitch so hard. And you, okay, try it today at stitchfix.com/brother, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/brother, stitchfix.com/brother.
Hey, say you've just purchased a hyperlink URL.
Okay.
Like, for instance, just off the top of my head, hypothetical, sphincterboy.com. Okay. And you've decided that it's actually too valuable to redirect to Hank Green's body of work. Well, you're going to need to go to Squarespace, because Squarespace is the all-in-one platform for building your brand and growing your business online. Stand out with a beautiful website. I can pretty much guarantee sphincterboy.com is going to stand out no matter what, but Squarespace can definitely help you engage with your audience and sell anything, your products, content you create, and even your time. We have used Squarespace so many times to make websites, both as jokes and for real. And no matter why we do it, the results are always gorgeous. Also, they have all kinds of special tools like the Squarespace Video Studio app that lets you make and share engaging videos. They have a Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system that allows you to use best-in-class website templates and customize every design detail with simple drag-and-drop technology. Plus, you can have little secret, little secret member areas.
Yeah.
Little enclaves where you can unlock a new revenue stream for your business and free up time in your schedule by selling access to gated content like videos, online courses, or newsletters. The member area for sphincterboy.com.
No, don't do it. No, don't do this.
We have lots of games and puzzles.
Oh, okay. I love that.
So go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code MYBROTHER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
If you need a laugh and you're on the go, try STOPPODCASTI.
Were you trying to put the name of the podcast there?
Yeah, I'm trying to spell it, but it's tricky.
Let me give it a try.
Okay.
If you need a laugh and you're on the go, call STOPPODCASTI. It'll never fit.
No, it will. Let me try. If you need a laugh and you're on the go, try STOPPDCOO. Ah, we are so close.
Stop podcasting yourself.
A podcast from MaximumFun.org.
If you need a laugh and you're on the go.
I'm Iffy Wadiway, the host of Maximum Film.
I'm Alonzo Duralde, also the host of Maximum Film.
And I'm Drea Clark, yet another host of Maximum Film. Every week, we hosts huddle up.
Usually with an illustrious guest.
And we talk about films.
We have film news.
We have film quizzes.
We answer your film questions.
It's like the maximum amount of film talk. That's why we call it
Maximum Film.
Maximum Film, the movie podcast that's not just a bunch of straight white guys. New episodes weekly on MaximumFun.org.
Okay.
Is there more ads?
No.
No, it's, Travis asked for a
moment. I want a munch.
Squad.
I want to munch.
Squad. My fucking bank is calling me.
Oh, yeah, what'd they say?
Take the call. It's a bank.
Take the shot.
Hello?
This is a bank?
This is him.
This is the King Griffin, it says here.
It seems like you've just registered sphincterboy.com on a company credit card.
Yeah?
Oh, they're wanting to talk about, this is a relationship banker, you can tell.
Yeah.
I'm so, Henry. Hey, we heard you were talking shit about Hank Green. He's a member here.
So I need to hop back to that, but thank you very much.
Tell him you have important work to do. Griffin, tell him you have important work to do. Tell him you're a surgeon and you're in the middle of a surgery.
That's okay. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm elbow deep in this guy's chest.
You too. Bye-bye.
Nice.
I've been robbed.
Ah, fuck.
Said big burglars came into the bank and they took all the money, so I don't have any money anymore.
Bummer.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sucks. It was the Joker.
No!
It was the Joker. Yeah, he got
fuck,
me again.
Man. I'm sorry, Griffin.
Well,
are you able to keep going, Griffin? Like, do you need...
I have to keep going. I don't have any money anymore.
Yeah,
because the Joker took it all from my bank.
Well, Duncan's back
in the news. Does GoFundMe even let people do Joker-related GoFundMes anymore. Like, it feels like it, the site would be flooded.
I actually have a change.org petition to kill the Joker.
Yeah. Convince Batman to kill the Joker. It has 10 million signatures.
Yeah. Let Batman kill the Joker.
Make Batman kill the Joker. It's not about let at this point. Everybody's fine with it, Justin. Batman's the only one who won't do it. Please sign my petition to force Batman to kill the Joker.
That'd be great for me.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
I can't do the money squad right now because I searched for Joker on change.org.
No!
We've never had a bit sort of fail to launch before.
Yeah, but here's the thing. So, just looking at some of the ones that are, like, most supported, because otherwise, who cares?
Yeah, right? You can put anything on there.
There are 382 Joker-related petitions on change.org. With 8,419 supporters, we've got release the Joker deleted scenes. With 981 supporters, keep the Joker straight.
Wow! Now, can I just say?
Yeah.
Sucks that it exists, but interesting that less than 1,000 people care. Also,
by my math, 7 billion people are ready for Joker to see where this thing goes.
I'm just saying
that's my back of the napkin.
If somebody said to me, the Joker, I've never thought of him as a bastion of like straight identity, right? Anyways, not our place to discuss.
Can I read this one, though? How about this one?
Yeah.
Remove unfunny Joker man.
Huh.
Stupid man. I hate. 5 signatures out of 10.
Huh. Wait, 5? It only takes 10 to remove the Joker?
For 10, you can get it on a former president's desk.
Okay.
Listen, guys, Overwatch is a great game, but you know what would be a lot better? If we put some really great characters in it, you know exactly who I'm talking about, the Joker and Batman.
That's the petition. In Overwatch?
To put Joker and Batman in Overwatch.
It would really turn that around, I guess.
Yeah, it'd be a big departure. Duncan has rolled out a new Munchkins drink inspired by rap artist Ice Spice.
Okay. That seems... like, maybe the rapper picked the name based on the beverage a little bit.
Yeah. I have an ad for you if you'd like to enjoy that.
Yes, please. Yeah.
Would you like to watch the ad and then we can discuss it?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Don't make any noise, okay?
Okay.
Things are not going well. Big promotion. Made me brand ambassador.
We got to come up with a drink name, but it's not easy, right? Nowadays with social media, the kids, it's got to be authentic. How are people going to connect you with Dunkin'?
Yeah, I'm a Dunkin' guru.
I'm not seeing it.
Ice Spice. My fans are the Munchkins.
Where are you going with this?
Ice Spice Munchkins drink.
I got an idea. Collabs like they do, right? Ice Pit Pies with you. We're called Vanilla Ice Spice. Here I am. I'm with Dunkin'. You go.
I feel nothing.
That was Benjamin Affleck,
who
is now the brand ambassador. Now, I have to know something about this. Ben Affleck has decreed at the beginning of this commercial that he is the brand ambassador for Dunkin' now, right?
Yeah.
Huge. But he's talking like that, and it makes me wonder, is this a character that Ben Affleck has created, or is this how if you had a meeting with Ben Affleck, that's the flavor he would bring for you?
Oh, you're saying, is that... Ben Affleck in his natural state.
Uncut. Is that natural Ben Affleck? Because we do not have a character. This is Ben Affleck, as far as I know, as the brand ambassador for Dunkin'. Is he just doing a bit to entertain himself? Because I don't think that's how he talks.
No,
really.
I would. My takeaway from that commercial, Justin, is that, and I've never seen this before. It's a very bold choice. Ben Affleck is doing a very, I would say, cruel and mean impression of himself, right? I've never seen this before, but it was like he said, I'm going to make fun of myself like I'm in on the joke. I'm going to make fun of myself in a mean way to hurt myself.
In a mean way, I'll be mean to, I mean, they call it dunk on Ben Affleck, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to dunk on Ben Affleck.
He's getting older.
What?
And so your body goes through a lot of changes.
.org.
When you reach that age, a lot of things start to loosen up vocal cords. So I think that it could just be as he gets older, he becomes more Bostonian. Is that possible? Or
maybe he doesn't even hear it anymore, right? Like, it's possible. Was doing that, and they were like, oh, Ben, if you could not do the accent. And he's like, I don't think I am. And
I don't think I'm doing it.
I don't think I'm doing it.
It's just an affectation.
Griffin, that was Travis level funny. That was good very job. Good. Pumpkin Spices has gotten a bit predictable lately, so we sought help from our friends Ben Affleck and Ice Spice. Fucking lateral thinking at its best. I mean, when confronted with that problem, they went all the way outside the box to create a new pumpkin obsession that only Dunkin' can offer. Although it would be pretty funny to watch another restaurant say, this is our Ben Affleck drink.
Yeah, for it.
We made one about Ice Spice, too.
Can I say, they make too convincing a point about it being like, her name is Ice Spice and her fans are the Munchkins. And it's like, wait, is this their way of letting us know that she's an industry plant created by Dunkin'?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that makes sense.
Is this a collab? Listen, they made its grand... having made its grand premiere at the 2023 MTV Video Music Awards, eclipsed only by the reuniting of NSYNC at that event, I would imagine, concepted and brought to life by Affleck and the advertising division of production company Artist Equity. Yeah, they bought Ben in the room.
Yeah.
To just really, really tear himself down in a way that makes me a little bit worried. Ice Spice added, I've always been a Dunkin' girl. Collaborating with Dunkin' and Ben Affleck on this spot was a dream. What? What's wrong? I just had a dream. In this dream, I collaborated with Ben Affleck on a Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
And get this, you'll never
drink named for me.
Okay, this is going to be the hard. He had this like really off-putting, over-the-top like Boston accent. And I know he's from Boston, but it was like you taught a British guy how to do a Boston accent. It was weird. It was like Benedict Cumberbatch doing a Boston accent. It was wild.
He said the word water, and it had four syllables.
It was horrifying.
It was incredibly Boston.
And a tiny Matt Damon came out of his eye, but I don't know how we can do that in the actual commercial.
I need you guys to help me with this part, sentence right here. This, by the way, this press release, thank you, Dunkin'. I needed a classic Munch Squad, and you really delivered for me, so thank you so much. For the first time, Dunkin' has artfully combined two of its cherished delights into an irresistible seasonal drink.
Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck and drinks.
The Ice Spice Munchkins drink blends smooth, creamy frozen coffee with pumpkin Munchkins donut hole treats. So they are going for it.
Just some good soppy bread in there.
Historically, no bakery treat had made its way into one of Dunkin's signature drinks.
What?
Other than the classic.
What?
Listen, historically, no bakery treat had made its way into one of Dunkin's signature drinks other than the classic dunk of a donut into coffee. What they are saying is, we've never... ever put a baked thing into one of our drinks. Can that be right?
Can you believe it? When they told us, when Ben came to us with the documents, we couldn't believe it at first, but he did his fucking research and he was like, guys, you're not going to believe this. You've never put fucking Munchkins in a drink before. And they said, Ben, we definitely have.
No, look at this. Next slide, please. No, back up. Next slide. Yes, look. Here, I got a chart. It's every drink you ever made.
How you like them apples? Hey, I'm a Ben Affleck. Hey, what? Ben. Hey, that's a spicy meatball. Never put the munchkins in the drink.
The best part of my day is when I come outside and I think you might not be there. Hey,
oh, tea party. What? Ben? Benjamin?
Jennifer Garner.
What?
Ben?
Ben, are you okay? I'm the Batman. I like the Joker. The Joker and me, we know get along.
The indulgent frozen coffee treat is blended with pieces of pumpkin cake munchkins. So
that's
make
fucking gross, dog.
That's grody. That's grody. Do you think there is a special facility where they have to tell the Munchkins, like, I promise you are not the ones that we are sending to be blended up. Like, I'm pretty sure you cooked us really fast and you didn't pay attention.
And
really.
When we came down the conveyor belt, a light flashed red and we got kind of siphoned off to the side. No, that's red for like, oh, look how cool that like bullseye. Oh, okay.
On the production line, Munchkins are rated with two different shapes, round and time for blender. Those are the two that you get. Yeah. You go right in the blender.
Jesus Christ. I mean, we're a few degrees shy of a bread pudding, right? At what point have we accidentally made bread pudding?
God, Griffin, you know, science has been asking that for years.
The pumpkin forward flavor appeals to those early bird pumpkin aficionados. This is Munchkin, man. What are you talking about? Like, sometimes I get inured to it and sometimes I see one anew. What do you mean? Like, what does that mean? The pumpkin forward flavor appeals to those with early bird pumpkin aficionados. What are you talking about? You just said the pumpkin flavor coffee is good for people that like to drink pumpkin in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Oh, see, I heard it, Justin. I heard it is that it's pumpkin flavor coffee for people who like to start drinking pumpkin flavor coffee earlier in the year than other people.
The work also, this commercial also welcomed a new director, Beedy, B-E-E-D-Y, into the mix, helping bring the creation to life from behind the camera, which I think with you guys will agree is one of the top two positions to make a film with regards to the camera.
Yeah,
I'm so glad that he was, you know, behind it. You gotta be. That's one of the first lessons in directing school.
Yeah.
If you're in front of the camera, then you're in the way of the shot, and you're going to get yelled at by yourself.
Oh, and it says here, this commercial also helped Ben Affleck buy a new cool watch. So that's nice, great, isn't it? Yeah.
Why does Ben do this?
Because he fucking loves Duncan, Justin.
Why is he doing this?
Because he loves Duncan with his whole heart.
There's lots of things that I love I don't do free ads for.
Oh, they're not free. Hey, Justin, they're not free.
You know he's
No. I know this is not part of his. This isn't like Clooney doing Nespresso ads so he could buy satellites to spy on warlords, which is true. That's just a true thing.
Now
that happened,
J-Man, if I may, and I don't want to put you on blast. I love you very much, but with Munch Squad and other things we talk about on the show, you might not do free ads for things you love, but you definitely do. Free ads for things you find distasteful. You
protracted 11-minute-long ads for things I'm ambivalent about?
Yeah.
Or actively hostile to?
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm a sham.
Oh, shit, guys. The House of Cards is trembling right now. We need to take a big step.
Petard.
Big step away from the sandcastle, guys. It's tide's coming in.
Yeah, the tide's coming in. That's it. That wraps up the entire. Maybe it is time to sunset this. No, God, if we can't talk about movies and TV, we have to.
We can't talk about movies and TV. If
please,
listen, bring back Yahoo Answers. This is our hour of greatest need. Please keep
the comedy burgers coming, folks. It's all
we could do. Like another question.
Yes.
How my 3.5-year-old son wants to be the Titanic for Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he does.
Obviously, this is a tough subject in many instances. So do you think it's appropriate? If so, do you have any ideas on how to create a Titanic costume? He does love Jack from the movie, so I thought he could be him, but he's really just fascinated with the boat and how it breaks apart. Any advice is much appreciated. That's from Never Let Go in Oklahoma. What a delight.
Tragedy. Tragic event, of course. I'm talking about the OG Titanic.
No, the movie was a triumph.
The movie was a triumph. The OG Titanic fatalities that happened. Tragedy, tragic event. The way the boat broke apart, unarguably very cool.
Like
super duper duper super cool. It fucking got shucked like a pistachio, cracked in half, bobbed up, and then shot down. That shit rules. That's cool the way that boat exploded.
I would say to that point, not an obscure interest, right? No. Like a lot of documentary, a lot of money's been spent on like how cool the Titanic
Well, a lot of that, I think you can make the point of, like, it, from a historical standpoint, or, like, there's a lesson about hubris and excess that is valuable for us humans in the current modern age to understand and wrap our heads around. But then I would also say that there's some of us who just really like the way that the boat breaks up and breaks apart and explodes and falls down.
If I saw a 3.5-year-old trick-or-treating as the split wide-open Titanic, I'm dumping the whole bucket in that bag.
You get a bucket full, for sure.
The bucket that they have is half of the Titanic, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's half of a Titanic model they've hollowed out, and they're putting...
I was going to say that this was, like, it's been so long since, like, Titanic, but this is probably about that homemade submarine that exploded, isn't
Well,
it?
No, but here's the thing, Travis. No. You got to look through the innocent light of a child's eyes. That it's probably not about Ocean Gate's Titan submersible that did have a pretty headline making accident
that in the Ocean versus Man rematch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Speaking of, and for no particular reason, I gotta get run out the Spirit Halloween real quick because I just got a killer costume idea for this year's observances.
Justin.
Yeah.
That's not what this is about. This 3.5-year-old probably doesn't even know that the lessons of hubris that the Titanic originally ran afoul of, the Titanic, didn't even know about that. This is about the innocent lie of a child's eyes. You're laughing in a bad way.
And oh, my God. Check this out.
Yes.
Okay. Got two. You need three people, right? So at least person writing the question, you're going to have... two halves of the Titanic. You guys are walking together. Third person, dressed as Travis. Iceberg, comes in, hits Titanic, and then the two people, the two costumes break apart cleanly.
You got it. Travis has it.
Everybody's going to love
Travis
that.
Travis was so enamored by his idea, he just sprinted up and spin-kicked the conch shell right out of Griffin's hand, and he just went
No, that's
it.
Good. No, because you were grabbing the conch shell, Justin, and you were making rude sounds with it.
No. I handed the conch shell to a friend and excused myself.
After you farted in it. You farted inside the conch shell
like
and
farts.
Handed it back.
They say tragedy plus time. They don't say how much time, period. End of conversation. That's not germane to the conversation at all.
Sure,
I'm just mentioning a fact.
Yeah, no, for the original Titanic, I mean, I don't know if we've actually hit the point for the OG Titanic where it's like hysterical yet.
I don't think that you can convince people that this is actually your child's idea.
Oh.
That is what's hard, right? If I see a kid in that costume, I think some parents are having some fun with a kind of a tasteless gag.
Oh.
I think it's got to be a fully assembled Titanic that's like, what if? You know what I mean? Like a sick, like...
And then you're holding up a sign behind him that says, like, don't tell him.
Or it can be a costume
flick.
A costume of the Titanic safely pulling into port in New York
City. Ship of dreams.
Okay.
That could be cool.
That's good.
You're going to need a fourth person dressed as... Okay, so two people in the Titanic costume. One is the iceberg. They're going to go right past him. Then you need a fourth person dressed as the port of New York City that they come into. This is going to tell a story, these four Halloween
And
costumes.
Maybe a fifth person dressed as a time traveler, right?
That's cool.
And like, and they have like a big fan, and they're going to blow the iceberg out of the way and then That's wave good. As they go by. What's that? It's Doc Brown. He saved them.
Cool.
Listen, this is probably the time for us to mention that we had a great-great-great uncle who was the purser on the Titanic.
Yeah.
So this is like, we are allowed to.
Yeah, we're really allowed to.
This.
Yeah, man.
We're allowed to because it hit us hardest, among the hardest.
And I've been on a boat before, right?
Sure. If you look up Hugh McElroy, you're going to see the original, least hilarious McElroy brother. Who dad delights in every conversation about the Titanic.
Not just the purser, the chief purser.
Thank you, Griffin. You say it because it matters. Thank you.
And was he the person who yelled every man for himself? Maybe. That's in one.
Dad says
in one
he's
story.
The one that shot. Dad says, dad swears up and down that the one guy in the Titanic who holds up the gun when all the men are trying to get on the boat and shoots the gun. He just told my daughter this like a month ago. And that was our great great uncle Hugh.
Yeah.
Like you're You think? Yeah. Daddy didn't. No one called him
now,
that.
Now, Dad also points at the screen and says, and that's our cousin Billy Zane, which is really confusing and kind of really undermines that the first point. Yeah, I don't get that.
He said, that's my best friend, Kathy Bates.
Hey, guys, I know we're supposed to wrap up the show, but I heard an anecdote that I've been meaning to share with you guys, and this isn't part of a bit. It's just something funny that I wanted to put in the podcast.
Go on.
Because I heard it.
Good. That's what this show's for, man.
I'd love to put something funny in the show.
After the passing of Jimmy Buffett, there are a lot of like remembrances popping up on the various like services. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
All the various like TikToks or whatever. And one popped up from Jay Chandrasekhar. Of like Club Dread.
Yes. The Broken Lizard crew.
Yeah. I watched this particular TikTok.
Day, right? So he says, he tells this story about they made Club Dread and it kind of has a Jimmy Buffett adjacent character in it named Coconut Pete, who is played by Bill Paxton. And they invited Jimmy Buffett out to like watch a screening of the movie. And he came out and he loved it and they were watching it and everybody laughed and had a good time. And then they're at the airport later. And as they're walking around the airport, somebody walks up to Bill Paxton. They're like, hey, Bill. Hey, Bill. I loved you in Twister. And he's like, oh, thanks, man. I really appreciate it. And then he peels off a $20 bill and hands it to him. And then they're walking around a little bit later. And somebody else like, hey, Bill, I loved you in Tombstone or whatever. And he's like, oh, thanks. That's really kind of you to say. And then he peels off $20 and hands it to the guy. And then later on, Jimmy Buffett's like, I have to ask Bill Paxton, why are you handing $20 bills out to everybody? And Bill Paxton says, oh, man, that's a member of the movie going public. You're going to make that back right away. So what? So the conceit for Bill Paxton is, I'm going to give people $20 with the understanding that they will be bringing this $20 back to the movie theater and sliding it to
the Bible. Teaches us, Justin, that the man who buries his talents in the dirt, those talents don't come back to him. But if you take your talents out in the world, come back
this
to
is
sevenfold.
Basic trickle back economics. It's
trickle Ouroboros economics. It's all a
what
cycle.
What if we had been doing that this entire time? Obviously, we couldn't have cut $20. Like, no way, right?
No
but
way.
I could maybe have some and fivers on
you
me.
You can't increase it over time either, because then one day you break off a 10 and they're like, oh no.
Oh,
something's going bad. Yikes. He was up to 50s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Bill Paxton then admonished the rest of their crew for not having a gigantic roll of 20s that could choke a horse on him,
so
on
good.
His person at all times.
This is like, isn't there a Joe Pesci story? Jimmy. There's a Joe Pesci story about a kid coming up to him, and the kid's like, oh my God, Joe Pesci, you just seen him in Home Alone. And Joe Pesci says, who's your favorite actor? And the kid said, you are Joe Pesci. And he said, that's right, and handed him a $100 bill. And that's another one. I'm like, that. I fully believe that story's true, but I also have a hard time believing that that is a repeatable. Was Joe Pesci just dealing out $100 bills to any kid who said that he was his favorite actor?
No, that's a one starfish on the beach type story of to that one kid. Joe Pesci is a fucking legend.
I think it's great if Joe Pesci walked away and was like, you know what? That kid was really happy. I gave him a dollar bill. And his like whoever was with him was like, yo, that was 100. He's like, what? Fuck.
Oh, fuck.
I'm ruined. I'm ruined. I'm broke. Call Griffin. We gotta move in together. Thomas, we need a roommate. We're gonna buy a mattress together. Me and Griffin and Joe Pesci. Hey, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you've enjoyed yourself. We are gonna be doing some shows. Is that possible, Travis?
That's
are we
true.
Gonna be live?
Pretty soon, coming up October 11th, we're gonna be in Philadelphia. Doing a My Brother and Me. On October 12th, we're at New York Comic Con doing a Taz. We're doing a Hootenanny, which is our sci-fi, we call it a space opry, because it's our country band musical kind of show. October 12th for that one, and then October 13th, once again at New York Comic Con, we're doing My Brother and Me with Sawbones opening. Now, New York Comic Con at one point was like, you need a badge to be here, but they've changed their mind, and they're going to allow everybody to come, whether you have a badge or not. So those tickets are no longer
You do need a ticket to the show.
You do need a ticket. You do have to get a ticket, but folks who have a badge and a ticket to either show will receive a free show poster, as well as the option for priority seating at the show if you decide to take that option. There will also be tickets available for like a digital, you know, watch the video on demand online. To get all the information and the ticket links and everything, go to bit.ly/McRoyTours. And I'm going to be this week, if you're listening to this, this week, I'm going to be at Rose City Comic Con this weekend. I'll post my schedule on my Instagram, and I think it's over on the McRoy Instagram as well. Or once again, you can go to McRoy.family and go to, I think it's events or appearances. I should look that up at some point, but it's all there.
Hey, thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's a great track, and I'm thrilled as hell that we get to use it in, as our song. So thank you so much, Montaigne.
And now, to close you out, we got a cleansing sound bath just for you. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother, My Brother, Me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.